So I am very happy to introduce our very own relationship coach here today on Family Matters, Val Baldwin. Val, thank you so much for joining me.
You are welcome. I'm so excited to be here. I love this topic. Oh, yes. Everybody can relate to this.
Everyone needs help with this.
Do you think?
I think.
I know.
Okay, bridging the gender gap. Men and women are wired different. That's a fact.
And we just are.
But this can lead to confusion, frustration, and a lot of misunderstandings.
Absolutely.
So what should we know in the beginning?
All right. Now, the thing is, and before I even begin, I have to tell you that I'm going to be making broad generalizations about men and women. Okay? So obviously, personalities and other factors all play a part in determining our behaviors.
Okay.
So you may find that you don't fit into that category exactly. That's all fine. That's great. But there's so many common denominators that researchers have studied this for years that show that God just created us differently. And the wonderful part is that once you understand the differences, then you can honor and respect the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work together better as a team because you have different strengths. It was all made to be that way.
Well, I think some of the confusion can start in the beginning of a relationship. You know, you're just listening intently to each other and, you know, everything is bigger than life and you seem like best friends at first. And then when that starts to change, then you're disappointed.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, that's a whole nother seminar. But what you're talking about is that new love stage.
Right.
You know, that euphoria, that giddy of when you're brand new in a relationship. And that's all natural and normal because that does die down. And then you realize, oh, yeah, you are sloppy. Or, oh, she is kind of high maintenance, you know, and the real world.
High maintenance.
And the real world comes into reality. But I want to tell you, we got to start off with what researchers have found about cavemen and cave women and how it all began. And that the things that make us so different were critical for men and women to have in the early stages of life.
Okay.
And so that's where I want to talk to you about beginning, because it's just fascinating stuff. The thing is that men were the hunters. All right. Their role back then was to track down and kill and provide for and protect the family. They learned to focus on one thing at a time. They learned how to block out everything else around them to successfully track their prey and kill it. I mean, that's important. If they've got to get that buffalo or whatever, they can't be being distracted by everything around them.
And so their brains are wired for that, you're saying.
Yes, exactly. And so it was very important to keep the survival of the species alive. Man protected woman, and he did so by being the hunter of his family. So today, men still focus on one thing at a time and block out everything in the perimeter.
And we get mad when they can't multitask.
Exactly. Now, again, there's certainly many, many men who are great at multitasking.
Jim over there is our engineer
is
nodding.
He so gets this, right? See?
Yeah, so
and all the people listening in are going, oh, that's why. But typically, and again, there's always exceptions to the rule, men just don't usually multitask as well as women. That is why when you try to talk to a man while he's watching TV or reading the paper, you might as well forget it.
Okay?
They can't do it. They naturally block you out. And women wonder why we have to repeat ourselves several times. But if you notice if your man is doing something else while you're trying to talk to him, chances are he really didn't hear you.
And
really.
This goes for sons, too, because
My
son's in front of the television, I say, look at me.
No, he will hear something. But it probably didn't compute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He take focused the garbage out. I thought you said go play football.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that might have been selective listening. But he's really focused on one task at a time. So that's just part of how men back in caveman days, you know, they were the hunters. That's how it worked. Now, women on the opposite end of the scale were gatherers.
Okay.
All right. Their role was to explore, to touch, to see all around them and gather information, food, their children, and other necessities. It was really an important thing for them to keep their eyes open to everything around them at once and to be constantly exploring their environment.
Okay.
They weren't focused on just one goal, and multitasking was part of their importance and value. So today, as you were saying before, is that, you know, women are the multitaskers. I mean,
we can do the dishes, talk on the phone, be watching kids take food off the table, and the dog doing this over there.
Yeah,
yeah, at the same time.
That's just what we do. We do it naturally, and we get frustrated, like you said, when men can't do it. We just don't get it. We expect them to be able to perform this way because we can. But it's a difficult thing for most men. We're just programmed differently. So Okay, so knowing what you know about that, let me give you a hilarious example. And it's so true. Tell me if this has happened to you. So a man and a woman, they're going shopping in a store.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The woman wants to touch and feel and explore and look at all the fabrics and try on everything and say, sweetie, look at this. Isn't this fun? Isn't this great?
Mm-hmm.
She's having a wonderful time. And the guy's going, what are you talking about? Okay. A guy, when he's shopping, typically is kamikaze shopping. I'm going in. I'm getting my prey. I found the shirt that fits. I'm out of here, you know? And the woman's frustrated because she's thinking, well, what's the matter? Aren't you enjoying this? And he's thinking, what's the point of this? There's no value.
And oftentimes, is this why? They want you to shop for them. They don't even like to go.
Oh, no, don't even like to. There's too many things to see. They just want to get it done.
And there's internet shopping. That might be the best thing for them.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So that's, you know, that's just a good example of where those differences can cause some trouble. Going on with that, I mean, it's amazing the research that's been done that have shown the differences in men and women at little tiny, when the kids are just little tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Researchers have studied this, and a great example is that they took two children at a time, okay, two boys and two girls. I think they were about 7 or 8 years old, and they put them in a room, and they gave them two chairs, and they watched what they did. Where did they put the chairs? Well, two boys will, 9 times out of 10, put the chairs side by side and sit down that way. They feel comfortable sitting side by side.
Not looking at each other.
Think about it. Guys, two guys on a couch,
sure.
They're watching a game. They love it.
Sure.
They're comfortable with that. Women, all the little girls, 10 times out of 10, would set their chairs close together, face to face, and both little girls would look in.
And also, women are better at nonverbal cues, maybe. Is that why? Because, you know, they want to look at each other because they're picking up a lot more information when they're looking at each other.
Yes.
And men just hear what you say. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah. Here's a key to remember. The primary difference between the genders is that men, in general, are resolvers and women are relators.
Okay.
Let me explain even more. Being resolvers, men focus on doing, taking action, finding a solution, getting things done, and solving problems. Okay. As a result, they are very externally focused. So they see a task that needs to be done. This is what they're going to do. And that's what they're all about.
If it involves muscles and heavy machinery, all the better.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love them mowing the lawn.
Yes.
They do better.
Yes, it's great. Now, as relators, women focus on pleasing, communicating, making connections, understanding feelings, exploring emotions, and being understood. As a result, they are more introspective and internally focused. Here's an example of this. Even younger studies done on one-year-old babies, just one-year-old babies, they could see this difference. They would now remember, women are relators, men are resolvers. So they have these one-year-old babies, and they put a barrier between the baby and something they really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boys, who are the resolvers, mm-hmm. they would just attack the barrier and try to knock it down
mm-hmm.
to get to the mm-hmm. the thing that they wanted. 10 times out of 10, that's what they would do. But little girls who are relators, what they would do to solve that problem is they would cry and try to get somebody to help them because they're relators, try to get their mom's attention to get the barrier down to help them.
And they're not that shows not as assertive, not as physically assertive.
True.
As well.